because we didn't have any hang-up. And we put in the right horses. Sometimes Howard had to fuss at me to put in more than two horses.
The program got
him once again. Howard said, Jimmy, when you write up these races in these manuals, he said, you've got to put in more than two horses. I said, why, Howard? He said, anybody can see, looky there. You know, golly, that's easy, two contenders. I said, put in more horses than that. So I put in a few horses. You know, I did everything, people. I was the worst loser. I mean, I was bad. If somebody would have given me a winning horse, I'd have bet on the other one. That's how bad I was. You know, whatever I do, I got to be lucky at. I mean, I got to be good at, because I'm not lucky. If they're going to, everybody put their name in this hat. He said, last name drawn out. Get the door prize. And they drew every name out of there, and mine was on one left. And they're going to draw, they get the hat size. Now, that's how unlucky I am. So I got to be good. And the methodology made me good. It didn't do it overnight. Took me thousands of races. Thousands of races. Dan will love this. I did more charts, Dan, than you could ever think of. I drew all kind of charts. Because I like charts. I like to look at them. I had the hardest time relating what 60 feet per second or 5787 feet per second was. I mean, it just went in one eye and out the other, so to speak. I mean, I couldn't relate. What did this mean? If he's behind, how much? How much does he need to make up? Hey, I've had these same questions asked to me, and I can't tell you because I don't know. But I could see it on a chart. I could see it on a graph. I could see it on a pace graph. And I'd draw those. One day, I'm working a racing farm, and lo and behold, I knew who was going to win that race without putting it into the computer. I look at the next race, I can only find two horses. Next race, I look and I can only find three horses. So I say, hey, I got that contender problem licked. I got it licked. I know I've got these contenders, I know. Then I'd start drawing pace lines on these horses. And my computer wouldn't spit out what I wanted it to spit out. So I'd try to erase these pace lines and tear my racing form up. So I decided, you know, that's not going to get it. I got to look at more than one pace line. This pace line only represents how this horse ran in the race that he came out of from the pace line that I took him. What is he going to do against today's pace? And I'd always write up at the top of my form what I thought today's pace was going to be. One of the greatest exercises you can do is call a race. Set it up. And take these horses around the track. Take them around the track. And all at once you'll find out, hey, I can do this. It isn't as hard as I thought it was. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a horse race. This is what happens. Where do I start? Start at the first call. That's where I start. At the first call. Because I know, as Howard Sarton said, that horses are predictable. No, those El Stupo trainers and jockeys ain't predictable. But the horse is. And given the chance, he'll run to his behavioral pattern. If he's got a lot of ones in that first column, that means he likes to have the lead. Now, does this horse win on the lead when he has the lead? If he has wins in his past performance, look at it. Look at plus races. See how he wins when he runs well or good. See how he matches up against other horses in the race. Will he get the lead today? If he likes to get on top of a 22 and can win on top of a 22, I mean in the lead on 22, and no one is going to make him run faster today, then his second fraction and second call predicts that this horse is still going to be in the lead. It's going to be hard to catch that horse. There's not one going to sneak up at the head of the stretch and run a final third fraction that's going to beat that horse. He's going to have to do it from the gate to the finish wire. How did I know Houston would win this race today? 7 furlongs. He loves 7 furlongs. Houston can win on the lead at the first call, but he does not have to have the lead at the first call. When he has a good clear lead, no one close at the second call, at 7 furlongs, he wins. What do I look for? Can he get the lead today? In this instant, I look at the second fraction. I can see it in a glance. Because he doesn't have to have it at the first call. Who will be close at the second call? What is the first call going to be run in? If it's going to be run in a 22-2, and he normally runs a 22, that gives him 4 lengths at the end. Now, you don't believe this. Huey Maul vindicated me in Las Vegas with the laws of physics. I had said this for years. That's the way a horse race is run. Who is going to challenge? Tom Brohammer said a horse that breaks loose at the second call is a dangerous horse. But don't just look at that second call and say, here I've got one that runs a 45 in the lead, and here's one that has the lead at a 45-1. Which one is going to be in the lead? Go back to the first call. The 45-1 doesn't have to have the lead. The 45 has to have the lead. There is a horse that's going to keep the 45 from getting a good early lead. Then the 45-1 holds up as a good second call predictor. Now, why? Why would you, as investors, going to pick horses that are going to run 45, 45-1, 45-2, put a 47 horse in your computer? Why? Say, well, he came from a slow track. Did he come from a slow track? Or is he a slow horse? Look at other races. That's the beauty of it. You have 10 races to look at. Look at all these races. Get the running style of this horse. Yeah, listen, let me tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy to do all these chores, to learn the PBS, the pluses and the O's, everything that you have been through in the last couple of days. That's why we continue to go over them and over them, so that you will learn them. And maybe at one time, in the near future, you won't need to do each one of them. You may not need to do the PBS. You may see at a glance pluses and O's. Always do your APV. When in doubt, do all of the steps. Do your ESPs. Do these things till you can do what needs to be done. Get the right horses into your computer. I'm probably the only person from Oklahoma that did not think Clever Trevor was going to win that race today. I had one question. I needed only one question answered. I asked Steve Panico, I said, who is in the race other than Easy Gore and Clever Trevor? He said, Roy Dandridge. I said, that's all I needed to know. Easy Gore will win the race. Why did I know this without even looking at a racing form? Yeah, I think Easy Gore. I'm like, you Yankees, I like the horse. You know, he's a dandy horse. He's a fine horse. How did I know this? Because this does not give Clever Trevor an easy lead. And if you watch that race, Clever Trevor was pushed till Danzig run completely out of energy. Now, what do I mean an easy lead? I mean to get out and get out with slow fractions. Conserving energy. The more energy the horse can conserve in the early stages of the race, the more energy it has to finish the race. If it ran any early. Howard went over the third fraction. Let me tell you what third fraction will do for you. Third fraction alone is bad. To bet that is terrible. Why, Howard is cautioning you. It's going back to phase one. Here we are working on phase six. Here's a horse that ran only one fraction. You take a horse that runs a 22, 45, 110. You take a horse that runs a 23, 46, 111. You've got the same second fraction and you've got the same third fraction on all three of those horses. Now, you think that 23, 46, 111 is better than the 22, 45, 110? Let's say both 6 furlong. I'm making up the rules, by the way. Same class, same track, same distance. You know, that's 10 lengths. You know how much 10 lengths is? Here at the back of the room. About 30 yards. And people put that in their computer and say, hey, I had the winner in the computer. They're not talking about four others that didn't have a shot to win that race that they're throwing in that computer. And the first thing they want to do, yeah, that's a good horse. 23, 46, 111. He ran on a 20 variant. The 22, 45, 110 ran on a 16 variant. Hey, he needs adjusting. I'm going to adjust the daylights out of him. You bet you better adjust him. And then you bought him. And you do another one the same way, and all at once your computer program says that old 22, 45, 110 is a 4-4-4-4-4. And you have the nerve to call me and say all my 4-4-4s are winning? You know, I know right off what's wrong. Using bad pace lines or slow horses. Uh-uh. By gum, I had that winner in there. Work on the contenders and the pace line will come. I didn't know how to match up. And you can tell the way I talk ain't very dang smart. But, you know, I worked at it. Because I wanted to be good. Howard said I had to give my wife a $100 bill every time I went on a trip. Heck, far, I didn't even have a $100 bill till I was 45 years old. Now I got to give it to my old lady. Man, I had to do something. I either had to win or stay home. And you know that. Doggy, that'd be bad, wouldn't it? When I just want to stay home, I have to stay in the house. I've got to kind of run things in my house, though. Vacuum cleaner, dishwasher. I get to do all those nice little things. You know, all those decisions, when to turn on the garbage disposal, things like this. Those are the big decisions, you know, I don't get to make. So it's better for me to be gone most of the time, so if I'm going to give my old lady $100, I got to win it at the track. First time I met Howard Sarton, he really kind of shamed me. I don't know whether he intended to or not. But he said, you above all people. You above all people. He didn't even know me. Should really be able to do this. I look at him. You know, he thought I talked strange. I thought he talked strange. He's spouting words I ain't ever heard of in my life. But I said, what does he mean? Say, I'm a track coach, or was a track coach. And, you know, Baird Midland track coach. My girls won 6 consecutive state championships in cross country. Wow. I took a group of girls to UCLA one summer. Had a young lady set a national hurdle record for 50-yard hurdle. Had a 440 relay team finish 2nd in the nation. You know how? On matchup. And it dawned on me what Howard was telling me. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you're a coach. You teach runners. And horses are more predictable than human beings. I said, you know, that man's right. He's really, truly light. I showed Howard the program that I had written up. I went out and timed each leg of all the 440 relay teams that I was facing and moved my people to overcome just like a horse race setup. I could do this, but I couldn't pick a horse. And I showed Howard that. And that was in 72.
82, Jim.
Was it 82? Yeah, 82. No, 72 that I was at that track meet.
That I had
written these down. And I showed Howard where I'd written that down. He just shook his head. Why? Because I couldn't see the forest for the trees. Just what Dan said. I didn't know I could do it. I didn't believe I could do it. I knew I couldn't get contenders. Heck, fire, I bet all the horses in one race one time just to collect a ticket. I used to go to the track and I'd get so drunk so fast, you wouldn't believe it. Because I'd never know how much I lost or if I lost. I thought I was winning. I was so dang drunk I couldn't even walk. I didn't even know whether I was betting or not. But I loved to go. But I didn't like losing. My wife and daughter will not play Monopoly with me, checkers with me, hopscotch, what have you. They won't play it with me because I'm a fierce competitor. I've got to win. It's either win or not do it. I learned a long time ago that I couldn't play golf. You think I'm going to go play golf? Uh-uh. Because I learned I couldn't play. Yeah, it was a disadvantage for me to try to learn. The guys I went with, all they had was right-handed clubs, and I'm left-handed. You know, I didn't even know it, but I knew it wasn't something that I wanted to really try to do. Don't make something out of the matchup that isn't. I've told people the best place to start. You don't have to learn the complete matchup. To be able to put them into your computer, the right horses. This is a incremental velocity methodology. From the first call to the third fraction. Look at all of these. Don't look at one. Yeah, the second fraction is most predictable. How do we know this? By running the engine. Phil Hagley wanted to know if the engine was named after me. Because I'm an Indian. I thought that was really funny. But it is, and it's named after energy generator. But if you look at all this, and please don't put in 24, 47s, 115s, unless they're coming from a track that they were running knee-deep in mud. And who says you have to use that race? Who says that you have to use that race? Look back and see what the horse can do. I got to tell you a story on myself. I'm out in Las Vegas. And I'm just playing the daylights out of a track. And I'm just winning. I'm putting more money in my pocket. I was playing New York track. Belmont. I mean, I was really making money. Somebody walked up and they said, Jimmy, what track are you playing? I said, Belmont. They said, Belmont's not running, that's Aqueduct. Now, this is really true. Howard and I, we really have a tendency to not know what track we're at when we're there. You know, we just kind of forget. We're all caught up in all the circus and the atmosphere and playing the horses. He's telling you that story about, it was in Omaha is where it was. We missed three races in a row. That's the first time I missed three races. And I don't know when. First time Howard has ever missed three races. I mean, three flat races missed. Now, we didn't get mad, Dan. We didn't panic. We thought it was funny. Here's some of those people. They was ready to cut our throats and their throats, too. But we kind of thought it was funny until we saw, hey, the serious side. Howard said, hey, Jimmy, we better get serious on this. Or said, go for the Brazil. So if you put the right horses in the computer, people, the method will get the winner. Phase three, synergism, energy, they are designed to get the winners. For a number of years, I didn't even adjust the race. Why? Because Howard told me that not to adjust it. You know, I've never doubted the methodology. Never have I doubted the methodology. I knew from the beginning that it was what I wanted. I knew that it would make me a winner. Now, I didn't say it was easy. It's far from easy. But you know, a good way to learn things is in stages, one thing at a time. You'll think, right now, some of you, you said, hey, I've had more than I can really handle. I'll never learn all this. But once you get out of here, some of these things will start coming to you. Say, hey, I know what they're talking about. I understand that. Heard a number of people mention the aha theory.